right now I'm working on, I'm the team lead of the networking test team, and we test virtual router features, like NAT, firewall.
Oh, I bet you know a buddy of mine, Mikey, N6IL.
What's his full name?
Michael Furman.
Doesn't sound familiar. He works at VMware.
Roger, and he used to work in QA, although maybe he's moved on. It's been many months since I've talked with him. So maybe he's in a different department now.
Yeah, the QA organization is huge. There's like 2,000 QAs, and it's divided into groups of 20. So it's entirely possible he works in QA, and I've just never heard of him.
Okay. Well, let's see. I'm enjoying working at a much smaller company, although we're growing quickly. I'm a tech writer up at Yammer. And trying to remember, you guys may be a client. You may use our stuff. Likelihood is high. But I'm having a blast.
That's good. Yeah, I mostly work for small companies, like in the 30 to 50 employee range. I have worked for Microsoft and Google, and now VMware, but the majority of my time has been spent at startups. There's pros and cons to working in a big company like VMware. A little bit more stability, job security, the benefits are a little better, especially the medical insurance. We get, you know, pretty good but I do miss the startup environment.
This is KD0AFK. I'm just listening, but I need to identify, so continue. Didn't mean to cut in. Thanks.
No problem, and I left a pause for anyone to cut in. Hoping K6OJ would be back as well. I too have worked. The largest company I worked for was NVIDIA. Kind of a mishmash of big and small, other than that. But when I started, the company was like 80. Now we're 120, so we're growing quickly in the month and a half I've been there. Down, I need to let my lunch digest and chat with some friends here. But nice talking to you, Jesse. K6WED.
Nice meeting you, and I'm just about home, so I'll go ahead and sign off now. K6WFT.
KJ6LFZ.
KJ6LXV. This is N6WN. You made it through clear. Just good and readable, so way to go. N6WN.
Yeah, I have a question. You know, do you know about those Chinese radios at HRO? Are those, like, worth it, or are they just not as good as the American ones?
I assume you're talking about the thing that's OSIN or WOXIN or whatever it is. First of all, most of the American ones are actually made in Japan, I believe. Very few, only the Kenwoods, sorry, not Kenwoods, the Elcraft and Tentec, I believe, are made in America, and I'm not certain about the Tentec. The WOXIN works pretty well. It's cheap. It's cheap enough that it's worth it. There is sometimes a little bit of muffling in the voice quality, quite often actually. but it's no worse than a waterproof radio. And the other thing is the manual is really rather poorly written, but you can find lots of helpful manuals on the websites that tell you how to use the radio. Did that answer your question?
Thanks.
No problem. N6WN. N6WN, you made it in fine. So clear and no problem with the reception. Maybe a little bit scratchy, but not enough to really notice. If you try it again, I can check that.
Well, that was on the, alpha. Correction, I was transmitting on the alpha itself. This is Sturdage repeater now, radio check.
Yeah, well, that was pretty scratchy. So you're barely in. That's about an S3. So you might want to boost your power just a touch.
I'm running off a handheld, so this is max. I don't know what's wrong with this. With something, I don't know. I'm probably getting some interference from the power lines in the backyard. It's been like this for like 2 weeks. And it was scratchy again for like 5 weeks ago, so I don't know what's up with this. That's like PCD. Thank God for you, man.
Interesting, because you were pretty clear on the output only, just for your information there. But again, you know, I got a moderate high antenna and a raw basis across the bay from you. No big deal. N6WN.
This is N6NFI repeater.
KJ6LFC.
All right, good afternoon. This is Ryan, Kilo 3, Sierra Foxtrot Golf, K3SFG. Net control for this afternoon's Usenet. This net is held at 2 p.m. every Saturday on the N6NFI repeater. This net can be interrupted at any time for emergency or priority traffic. Is there any emergency or priority traffic at this time? Nothing heard. This net is for all hams 18 years old and younger and not for adult hams. This net is not affiliated with any club. Please remember FCC regulations. There is no profanity allowed at all. Also, remember to be polite to your fellow hams and not to discourage anyone. The purpose of this net is to give young amateur radio operators a chance to become more ham radio active and to learn more about amateur radio. And, of course, to have fun. If we have any interruption from a jammer, the net will be stopped and may or may not be continued. If there is a jammer, please ignore him or her. This net is monitored and supervised by adult hams. Please pass all traffic to net control and pause briefly before speaking to allow someone to break into the net with priority traffic. When you check in, please use your suffix. After being acknowledged by net control, identify yourself phonetically using your full call sign. Also include your name, age, and location. If you have any comments, questions, or QSTs, that's the cue signal for announcements, let me know when you check in. Echolink stations and stations with unlicensed use being supervised by a control operator will be taken last. I repeat, Echolink stations and stations with unlicensed use being supervised by a control operator will be taken last. Please wait for net control to call you. Okay, let's get started with check-ins. Stations with call sign suffixes starting with Alpha through Hotel. That's A through H. Please check in to the Usenet now. This is K3SFG, net control. No stations heard. Stations with call sign suffixes starting with Alpha through Romeo. That's A through R. Please check into the Usenet now.
IMM.
N6LYN checking in. Ryan, age 12, located in San Jose.
Kilo Charlie Bravo.
KJ6LXC, Ron, age 9, in Cupertino.
Kilo Charlie Bravo, if you can use Echolink, that would be better because you're pretty scratchy. But if Echolink doesn't work, then we'll have to try our best with your radio. Okay, so next, Alpha through Zulu, that's A through Z. Please check in now.
YUU.
Okay, acknowledging YUU. Okay, let's go to EchoLink now. We'll start off with Kyle there and see if Kyle, who's already checked in, can see if he can use EchoLink.
Kilo Charlie Bravo over EchoLink.
Okay, let's go to, let's see, Ron, go ahead.
KJ6LXV.
Okay, LXV, age and location, please.
H9, Cupertino.
Yes, I, repeater.
Okay, acknowledging H9, Cupertino. Thank you, Ron. Okay, let's go down to see if W4DAD on Echolink can check in here. Go ahead, buddy. Dan, can he not hear?
I think he's able to hear you, but he's not able to... either his push-to-talk isn't working correctly on his Echolink or his audio is not set up correctly on Echolink. So he's able, from what he just said, is he can hear us, but he's not getting any audio out. So that's one piece. You might want to try echo test, but you know that. Back to you, N6WN.
Okay, I get it now. Thank you, Dan. Okay, so let's go up to IMM.
Hunter KI-6, IMM 813, location Palo Alto.
Okay, thank you, Hunter. Let's, okay, I got N6RYN already. Gave me the information. N6KCB. And W4DAD will come back to you at the end of this list here. Go ahead, N6KCB.
N6KCB here.
The
name here is Kyle, age 15 from Edinburgh.
Okay, thank you, Kyle. YUU, go ahead.
K6YUU, Yuki, age 13.
Okay, thank you, Yuki. And I've got Ron's information here. So I think Buddy's going to try it again. So W4DAD on Echolink, give it another try and see if it works. Okay, okay, we heard you that time. Go ahead. A little louder, maybe. Okay, acknowledging K6ART Jessica in Morgan Hill, age 15. Glad you could make it here. And welcome to the Usenet. Okay, so let's see here. Yeah, why don't you try it again, see if you can maybe talk a little louder, just so if you ever key up again, it might be able to be a little more clear. So K6ART, K3SF, Gina, control.
K6ART, this is Jessica and Morgan Hill.
Okay. That's okay for me. I can understand what you're saying. That's fine for now, but I guess that's something you'll have to work on. I don't know if you have a mic or if you're using the computer's internal microphone or what it is, but that's it's good enough that you can actually have audio in the first place. So, Jessica, tell us a little about yourself, please, how long you've been licensed, or anything else you'd like us to know. So go ahead, K3SF Gina Control.
So we have
I'm sure you weren't too happy about that. That sounds like a pain. What's your license class? All right. Let's see. From your call sign, is there any, do you like art, or is there a different reason for K6ART?
Yeah, I'm into art. I'm drawing stuff.
All right, very good. So, now you can add amateur radio to the list of your things you're interested in and your hobbies. Okay, once again, welcome, Jessica, and we hope to be hearing you out on this net often. So stick around, and we'll have some questions to ask, and look forward to having you on the net. Okay, thank you. Let's see, do we have any stations out there with unlicensed youth being supervised by a control operator? Once again, are there any stations who have any unlicensed youth being supervised by a control operator? Please check in now. This is K3SFG in the control.
This is Kilo Charlie 6, Tango Yankee Delta. Tango Yankee Delta.
Okay, KC6TYD, go ahead. Name, age, and location, please.
My name is Jake. I'm 10 years old, and I'm in Redwood City.
Okay, thank you, Jake. Nice to hear you out there. All right, we've got an amazing 7 check-ins today, 8 if you include me. So,